This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Later this morning, we'll get the latest numbers on America's employment situation, how many jobs we gained, and how many Americans are out of work. The previous report showed a disappointing jobs increase of only 38,000 with an unemployment rate of 4.7%. Ashley Milne-Tite takes a look at what this new report could tell us.
One economist at least is cautiously hopeful. Michael Montgomery is with IHS Global Insight.
The number we expect this month is about 152,000.
Which includes tens of thousands of Verizon workers who are now back on the job after a long strike.
We're expecting not another disaster, but not an absolute boom.
Justin Wolfers teaches economics and public policy at the University of Michigan. He says job growth hasn't been that impressive these last few months. But there's a puzzle, because other economic indicators have. Things like initial unemployment claims have been low, confidence is higher. The question is, which is the real economic indicator?
Either the jobs numbers are right, and we'll see other indicators start to look bad soon, or the other indicators are right, and the jobs numbers just have to catch up and start to reflect some of that broader strength in the economy.
In which case, he says, the June jobs report will be much more optimistic. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.